you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As Men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about, because of radio listener demand, I got requests to do a show on the oils, good, bad, and the ugly, you know, the consumer oils. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about a little bit of cancer on the topic of cancer, and we got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. And today's devotional puts us in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. And it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Right. You know, be happy in all things, Paul said. Sometimes that's a challenge. I agree. But it's a good, healthy perspective, especially in difficult times. So mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quack report, guess what? We got the world's first remote brain surgery through 5G network. Mm-hmm. Happened over in China. That's a Chinese surgeon performed the world's first remote brain surgery using 5G technology with a patient 3,000 kilometers away. How many miles is a kilometer, Frank? It's like 1.5. So that's a pretty good distance then, isn't it? 3 kilometers, 3 clicks as they go. Dr. Ling Sepai remotely implanted a neurotransmitter into a patient's brain. Apparently he had epilepsy, and they're using the transmitters to, you know, kind of circumvent that. And all, it couldn't have been possible, the report says, if you had 4G network, not stable enough. Okay. And there's too many delays. So 5G remote surgery. How do you feel about that, Frank? Could you have somebody, your surgeon's like what? 1,500 miles from you, or I don't know, something like that. And he's in your brain with a computer and a robot. I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I don't think so. No. All right, moving along with the quack report. U.S. warship is under quarantine for a couple of months because of a rare virus outbreak, which is infecting the crew. Outbreak happened on the U.S. Fort McHenry. It's in the Whitby Island class dock. It's a landing ship with about 700 servicemen on board. The crew came down with symptoms of inflammation of the salivary glands located on either side of their face kind of reminded the doctor that everybody had mumps. Yeah, but, you know, these are inoculated soldiers. Hello, what are they doing with mumps? Around 25 sailors caught the virus. Symptoms were reported to be similar to mumps, and they were treated on board by the medics. Deep clean, of course, of the ship. And guess what else they did? They inoculated them as a safety measure with the MMR booster shot. Mm-hmm. More mumps all the way around. Last but not least in the quack report, here's an moratorium on genome editing. Some scientists are really worried about, you know, editing genes, especially in fertilized embryos. 18 signatures for a call to cease and desist for a moratorium in 7 countries where they're gene editing fertilized embryos. Now, they don't have a problem if it's the scientific research in the lab, but they do have a problem if the embryo gets implanted into a uterus. They said that they need more time to discuss the ethical and technical, scientific, medical, and social components. What about moral issues, of this whole thing? About 30 nations currently have legislation that directly or indirectly bars all clinical use of gemline editing, is what they call, or genome editing. So I think in China they just gave birth to twins that were genetically modified embryos. I think that's what it was. So I don't know. I don't know what that's going to bring us, but I just think when you try to circumvent God's copyright, you're stepping on some dangerous toes. You really are. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about consuming the right healthy oils in your diet. Because I have said, I told you I had gotten a few inquiries from show listeners to do this segment on consumer oils. And there are several oils on the market that consumers can use for everyday cooking. So what makes one oil better than another? And are there certain oils we should avoid? And which oils are going to promote better health? Well, we're going to take a look at this and find out. A lot of people out there are smart and savvy. They already know this stuff. That's good. And some people may be a little sketchy on it. Let's look at oils that make the grade, because what makes one oil superior than another one? Well, according to Consumer Healthline, it's all about the fatty acids within your oils. And this they usually get from plants. And how the plant is used and how it's processed, that really matters about the fatty acid content. So vegetable oils are really found inside most of your processed foods, your salad dressings, your mayonnaise, your baked goods. So the most commonly used oils are going to be soybean, sunflower, olive, and coconut. But most oils tend to be highly refined. And then the oil is extracted from the plant through usually a chemical solvent process or using what is called an oil mill. So after the oil is purified or further refined, this chemically alters the end product. So this type of oil does not really meet the health grade that we're looking for. So keep that in mind. We're looking for an essential oil with all its fatty acids. It's still whole food in essence. And it's an oil, and it smells like an oil, and it looks like an oil, feels like an oil. There's a lot of difference there. So we're going to talk about that, some bad oils, some good oils, what to look for, and terms, defining some terms on those oils. So we're going to take a little break, but we'll be right back.
ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food, organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about getting some really healthy oils into our diets and avoiding the bad type of oils. And what all does that mean? What do we got to look for? Well, the healthier grade of consumer oils will be made through a process or pressing or a crushing. So for instance, if seeds are used, it goes through a crushing method. You know, sort of like similar to olives, they're pressed. It's a pressing method. So these processes to make the oil are usually chemical free. So these oils will contain your omega-3 fatty acid chains, which are the healthier types of oils. So let's look at a pattern of use, because since refining of the oils kind of happened in the 20th century, the mass production of vegetable oils has pushed up demand for all these processed refined oils. So we use more processed oils than we do butter now. And therefore, we are consuming more omega-6 polyunsaturated fats than ever before. So consumers need to be aware that these processed oils will be advertised as being healthier than consuming, let's say, butter. However, there are numerous studies that claim that omega-6 fatty acids are to blame for an increase in things like heart disease. Well, what are the bad oils? So you want to keep in mind that, you know, plant oils to be unhealthy for you are going to be highly processed with chemicals and highly refined to include those omega-6 fatty acids. So there's a chemical change when they get refined. So here's a brief list of these type of oils that I personally would avoid: canola, soybean, corn, sunflower, cottonseed, peanut, sesame, rice bran, grape seed, and palm oil. So the refined oils mostly used in processed foods are going to be your soy and canola. You see those on the labels all the time. So if you eat out, these oils are also going to be in your entrees, your salad dressings, your vegetable side dishes, potato dishes, and desserts. So the point is, we're getting more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3s, and it's creating an imbalance if we're not careful. So therefore, markets will also, even if you go to a healthy markets, you know, you got to read your labels carefully there too. They have these oils in
a product sold, let's say, in the deli or the bakery. In some instances, these chain grocery stores that are supposed to be so healthy have many of these items premixed or pre-made and then shipped to their stores where it is incorporated into the final product. So these bad oils, such as cottonseed, are also fed to our livestock, and then we eat this food from the animals, and there you go. So therefore, that bacon on your breakfast plate will be from animals fed omega-6 fatty acids. That's the point. So what we have and what we're seeing is a lack of balance. You know, our body needs omega-3s and 6 fatty acids, but in a balance. We don't need overabundance of one or the other. Now, in nature, there are always a balance in these oils, so or these fatty acids. So today, consumers are ingesting excessive amounts of omega-6 fatty acids in the refined oils and also the products that contain them. So our body does really not manufacture omega-3s or omega-6s, so we have to get them from our foods, from our diet. Frank says they sell turkey deep fryers with cottonseed oil. Or is that coming with the fryer, Frank? They have the cottonseed oil with the fryer? Oh, get you all wrapped up and frying, getting some cottonseed, omega-6, polysaturated. Okay. Well, the problem with these isolated types of fatty acids, and we're not getting whole food fatty acids, see? So, again, when we go process, we change the chemical, and we change the whole chemistry. So today, it's estimated that Americans are getting an imbalanced ratio of the omega-6 fatty acids over the omega-3s in a ratio of 20 to 1. So we're getting 20 times more omega-6s than omega-3s. So let's look at conditions, because health experts are saying that when we eat an imbalance of omega fatty acids in the diet, we can create a myriad of health problems, usually stemming from inflammation. So the oils, the omega-6 fatty acids, encourage the inflammation. You can get things like heart disease and cancer, diabetes, arthritis, obesity, and irritable bowel syndrome. So my choice personally, I use olive oil because it tends to resist breaking down under heat better than the other oils. So this means it contains low amounts of omega-6 fatty acids, and it also resists oxidization better than most oils. So oils, after being exposed to oxygen, they begin to turn rancid. So the oils that contain omega-3 fatty acids will have no double bond molecules. So the omega-6 oils, the monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, will have one, two, or more double bond molecules. So they're different. Chemically, they're different. All right, so here's some of the good oils. If you want a list of a good oil, other than the olive oil, there's some other great healthy oils with healthy fats in them. And you can handle them much better in your body. Your body can handle them better than the refined type of oil. So if they are pressed correctly, these fats, these oils, are better in your body than the unhealthy ones. So here's the list. Avocado oil, butter, use butter, coconut oil, duck fat, lard, peanut oil, tallow, sesame oil, flax oil, walnut oil, almond oil, and macadamia nut oil. And I know what you're probably saying, lard? Are you, tallow? Yeah, but it's a healthy fat. It's organic, and it's in nature, and it's a whole food, really, right off the animal, if the animal was fed correctly. Well, let's look at the terms, because you got to read your labels, and understanding what descriptive terms mean with regards to the type of oil you're purchasing is important. So, for instance, the term, quote, refined means it was processed with chemical solvents or using an oil mill, which creates a lot of heat and strips the oil of its minerals and antioxidants. So this changes the oil chemically, and unrefined would mean a cold-pressed oil, and that's the desired way to make an oil, to keep it in its whole food content. So refined oils provide empty calories and more unhealthy fats. Get this now. Varnish is made from vegetable oils that are refined, like soy, linseed, and canola, using a hardened fat molecule to preserve the wood. goodness. Didn't know that, did you? Hydrogenated oils offer toxic molecules to promote cellular damage or mutation to the mitochondria, your enzymes, hormone receptors, and your DNA. And unrefined oils provide healthy fat, minerals, nutrients, and antioxidants. So your cold-pressed virgin olive oil, basically, pretty safe area. But you got to be careful because, you know, some of the oils that get imported are cut with other types of oils just to, you know, well, to cheat, to be honest. So what about expeller oils? Hey, Frank, do you think expeller oils are healthier than, let's say, olive oil, cold-pressed? Do you think they're healthier than refined types of oils? You know, a lot of people say, what about that expeller oil? I see it on the label. The container states organic oil, expeller pressed. And people go, ooh, expeller pressed. Well, this is not a cold pressed or a virgin oil type of product. I'm going to explain, Frank. Just hold on. Expeller pressed means that the oil was first processed through a mechanical extraction, and then a solvent like hexanine was used to extract from the oil. So it may have gone through a mechanical extraction initially, but then they throw chemicals on it. So the final refining then to expeller pressed oils is they bleach the oil, and then they also remove any odors from the oil. A lot of fatty acid oils may smell a bit fishy. Have you ever noticed that? Yes, yeah, so they want to remove that. Expeller pressed oils are highly processed oils. They also generate toxins that can damage your DNA. So always remember when you're cooking, let's say at high heat, the high heat will degrade these oils faster. So high smoke point, a lot of people say, well, I'll get a high smoke point oil. The reason chefs use high smoke point oils is because then they don't have to stir as often or turn things as often. But when you see oil smoking, the toxic effect has already begun. So some of the most toxic oils have virtually, get this, no flavor to them. Huh? And where do these fats go? You ever wonder about that? When we consume fats that are processed by the body, some gets stored, some of it's burned as fuel, and some gets put into our cell membranes. So the omega-6 fatty acids, the bad ones, are the ones that get incorporated into your cells, and then they oxidate there. Not good. So that fat begins to degrade and then converts into harmful compounds. So we got to be careful of that. So what about the trans fats? Well, the highly processed oils will also contain trans fats, and this means a process was used to hydrogenate the oil and to harden the molecules similar to lard. So margarine is a good example of a hydrogenated vegetable oil because at room temperature, it remains as a solid. So this is a very bad for your cardio system, and if you recall, in the 1990s, all the medical physicians instructed their high cholesterol and hypertension patients, hey, go eat some of that margarine instead of butter. I'm long for the break. We'll be right back with more. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. 929-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about healthy oils here. And, hey, I want to back up a minute. My good oil list where I mentioned sesame, flax, and walnut oil, you want to use caution using heat with those oils. They're good for, like, salad dressings and stuff, but you really want to use caution. They don't do well under high heat. If you find vegetable oils that state non-hydrogenated on the label, you have to know that they're going to still contain some trans fats. Actually, the trans fat content in the different processed oils will vary between 0.56% to about 4.2%. So let me read you this quote from Dr. Catherine Shahan. She's the author also of Deep Nutrition. She says, I read a PhD dissertation that explained how polyunsaturated fatty acids can ignite free radical reactions in our bodies. Free radical reactions are really bad. After reading more about oil processing creating polyunsaturated fatty acids and the cell oxidization, I realized everything that I was taught in medical school was wrong. End of quote. And if you are a subscriber to the newsletters at powerherbs.com, you would get into the newsletter this week on the healthy oils. We're sending out also a chart that will give you a glimpse at one, fast look at healthy oils, not so great oils, and really bad oils. So it's a chart. So you can have it handy. You can just stick it on your fridge, take it with you when you go grocery shopping, and that way you can select some really good oil. So if you want to sign up for free, there's no subscription, go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. They go out each week, and you have to have email for delivery, because I know some of you out there call me up and say, can you snail mail it to me? No, this is a technology-generated email delivery kind of thing. All right. So, I'm sorry to say, but, we're having to be more of our own doctors these days. As we discover that our diet is our medicine, we're realizing we have more power than the medical doctors in staying healthy and well. That's right. Part of our modern day problem is that we get bombarded with toxicity in our water, our soil, our air, our food. And don't forget, medicine, if you're on prescription drugs, there's a whole nother level there. So therefore, it is virtually going to be important to detox at a minimum of about twice a year. So a spring is really a great time to do your organ cleansing, to detox your organs. It's a renewal. Spring is a renewal of seasons. And cleansing really would be a renewal of your organ function. So you relieve that oxidative stress on your system. And so if you want to learn more about how you do organ cleansing, or if you want to order the organic herbal organ cleanses from Apothecary Herbs to help regenerate your cells within about 6 days, actually. So that's how much power you have. Give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you want to visit their website, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And while you're there, if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, do so. And, by the way, they are having their spring sale, so take advantage of that. You'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. This is a store-wide sale. The discount is automatic on their webpage if you're shopping on their store, in their store, or you can just ask for the discount if you call into an order. Now, if you are mailing in an order, a lot of you do, just write spring sale 20%. And just take that off and make sure, though, you get it postmarked by the 21st because the sale is in effect until March 21st. So you got a few days. Get it in the mail if you're going to mail that. All right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to be talking about cancer. Still a pretty big topic. You know, people are still struggling with the whole idea how you beat cancer. And people have their opinions, but more than any time before, though, it's really critical that medical patients really dig for information about cancer treatments before they consent to them. This is an area of medicine that the oncology area, somewhat secretive, in my opinion. So if you're talking with medical doctors, it can be kind of like talking to the government. You know, they don't volunteer information, and they're not going to answer any questions you don't specifically word to them. So you want to make sure that you have a clear understanding of things. So getting, let's say, a diagnosis of cancer, it can be quite emotional. Patients should, you know, take a few days, collect their thoughts, and do their homework, and then ask their physician some very hard, important questions. So we're going to take a look, you know, a lot of times what I like to do if I'm in front of the doctor and if he recommends something for, let's say, a family member of mine, they usually drag me along. You know, I just want you to be there to listen. That's okay, fine. And so, you know, my question is, well, doc, you know, if you were in his or her shoes, would you take the treatment? Oh, the reactions are really astonishing sometimes. Cancer patients are really not told a lot about some of the really bad side effects. Some of them are quite deadly, actually, when they take their cancer treatments. For instance, chemotherapy will create a condition in the body called neutropenia, which is Latin for deficiency, and it's a granulite disorder. So it's a kind of a fancy way of saying chemotherapy disables your immune system, and maybe you've heard that. People have a suppressed immune system, but it goes beyond suppressing the immune system. That's the point. Patients are not told that chemo will make them susceptible to infections that can persist longer than 3 months, even turn into leukopenia, where you don't have enough white blood cells. And patients then are at risk of developing the life-threatening condition called sepsis. It's a blood poisoning. And they may be subjected then to additional treatments like the bone marrow biopsy and transplants and all that nonsense. So there's a higher also risk of the neutropenia with older patients. So the older you are, the greater this risk is. So the other side effects chemo also give you is it destroys vital, healthy tissue in your organs, such as your heart. That's why a lot of people will come away with congestive heart failure after their treatment, and they'll be put on another 3 or 4 drugs for that. It's also not uncommon for women being treated with chemo, let's say for breast cancer, to find out their heart muscle has been damaged by about a third from the chemo. Now, their symptoms are going to be, you know, shortness of breath, dry cough, edema, can't climb stairs without, you know, trying to pass out. And they're put onto those cardio drugs and given a new diagnosis, you know, heart failure, you know, because they got a weak heart now from the treatment. See, I know tons of patients that was never spelled out to them, that there was a great risk of having heart damage from the treatment. Medicine calls it just a side effect to chemo. It's a cardiotoxicity. It's no big deal. Well, hello, if it's you, it is a big deal. You know? So now you got two problems, right? You got cells that are going cancerous in the body, and now your heart's not functioning at 100%. So typically patients with the heart failure aren't going to be good candidates for more chemotherapy or any additional treatments that chemo would be involved because it's extremely risky. But, you know, I've heard of patients where their doctors say, oh, we'll just use a lower dose of chemo, and they'll give it to them anyway. So some of the other lingering side effects of chemo, of course, you know, the hair loss, the gastrointestinal dysfunction, the chemo brain where you get depressed, you have concentration problems, memory problems, attention deficit disorder type of deal. And now the answer to that medical science to deal with the chemo brain, just keep a daily organizer, you know, stay focused. And find out all the facts about chemo beforehand. Ask those tough questions. Ask the doctors, is there anything in the literature that you've handed me that you know about of the side effects and the risk, temporary or permanent damage to me from that chemo treatment, and wait for it. Now, if it were me, I'd probably record the doctor's response, you know, have a great voice-activated recorder with you, because then you could tell if he's lying when you go and find out more about your treatments. So chemo effects, if you were to do the research on chemo drugs, you would discover that there is really not any area of the body that doesn't get affected by them. Your blood, for instance, it's a toxin. And so that's why chemo patients are put through blood monitoring all the time. The drugs will damage the blood, the bone marrow, and the immune system. So this accounts for why the patients have that pale skin look. They're weak. They're lightheaded. They have brain fog. They feel cold because life is in the blood, and the chemo is ripping that life right out of the blood, see? Nerves and muscles are also affected. Since the chemo drugs affect memory, it's also going to affect your concentration and coordination. So doctors call this the mild cognitive impairment for chemo brain. See, they'll sit there and talk to you and say, well, you may have some mild cognitive impairment. Well, what does that actually mean, doc? Give it to me straight. What does that, how is that going to affect my function? Am I going to be able to speak? Am I going to be able to ambulate? Am I going to be able to take care of my daily grooming? Am I going to be able to make a sandwich? You know, what does it mean? That's what I hit it with them. You know, I just go right there. Let's spell it out. What patients may not realize is that cognitive impairment can last for years. And this is going to include a lot of anxiety and stress for them. Of course, that's never spelled out either. See? So please, please, please do your homework. I'm going to take a break. Another one already? All right. I'll be right back with more.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
About cancer chaos. That's what we got here. Cancer chaos. Well, what else does chemo do? Well, it affects also digestive system. Cancer patients undergo chemo. They tend to be informed about the nausea and vomiting part of the digestive problems, but they're also going to experience mouth sores and bleeding gums and difficulty chewing and swallowing their food. And doctors also load their patients up with anti-nausea drugs, and studies have shown that ginger root outperforms those drugs at preventing nausea and vomiting. Better than Dramamine. Remember that? You know, whenever you were getting in the backseat of a car for a family trip and your parents would, you know, make you take a Dramamine? Yeah? Ginger root. Remember that. Herbs like slippery elm also help with diarrhea. Fennel for bloating and gas, herbs for constipation are also far superior to the drugs they're using. And plus, the drugs tend to be, you know, create a dependency, whereas the herbs strengthen you, see? So herbs have this balancing benefit that only God can put there. It's an amazing thing. Of course, your hair and skin will be affected. Cancer patients temporarily could lose their hair, but they also experience a lot of dry skin, itching, and rashes. So they are supposed to avoid sun exposure. Their nails can turn yellow or brown, and the growth of the nails is slowed down, causing them to become more brittle, rigid. They can separate from the nail bed, even crack and break off, causing infections. Also, your reproductive system takes a hit. Chemo drugs affect hormones and can cause infertility and lack of libido. Your kidneys are also in the mix. Your kidneys have to excrete a lot of the toxic chemo drugs out through the bladder cells and in filters through the kidneys, and they can get damaged. Those fine filters in your kidneys are about the consistency of tissue paper. So they're very delicate. So kidney malfunction is also a risk to chemo and edema results. You get a lot of fluid retention. Bones, the skeletal system is affected, especially in women. So the chemo drugs can reduce bone mass due to the exodus of the calcium leaving because all the drugs you're taking. And it is not uncommon for the cancer patients that get treated with chemo drugs to develop a lot of osteoporosis and suffer fractures and breaks. Your brain cancer treatments also create extreme stress on your brain along with the physical body. But cancer also is very stressful on your emotional factor of your well-being. So most patients deal with their fear, anxiety, stress, and panic. And they find it really difficult to manage all that with all the cancer protocols they're having to work on and in addition to their family life. So it's pretty overwhelming, really. So cancer actually treatments have, you know, been streamlined now over the years. They've created this type of standardized package of surgery, chemical and radiation treatments. But there's now this new area in oncology. It's called personalized cancer treatments. But these tests are pretty expensive, and sometimes they're not covered all the way by their insurance. So if a doctor says to a patient that he or she has a very special cancer, that means that they have a personalized treatment plan for you. Patients are encouraged really to ask how effective the treatment plans are and for what type or stage of cancer and can it be cured versus just a remission. What should you expect? And most people think a remission is a cure, but it's just a lessening of symptoms. That's what the definition of a remission is. So you get some facts, get percentages and outcomes. We're talking about medical science here, so this is a science. There's a science to all this, and you have to have an understanding of it. You got to get as much information as you can on hand, and then you want to be able to confirm those findings that you get. So if you're handed a bunch of stuff in print, go research it and prove it. You can also ask the oncology physician for his personal evidential findings. What that means is, what are the outcomes of treatment that he's observed over the years of treating his cancer patients, right? So in most cases, the medical research isn't going to match up with the doctor's anecdotal accounts, okay? So in most cases, a diligent patients find that cancer treatments do not cure cancer. They do have 100% mortality rate, though. They do. Here's a quote from Dr. Asma Latif. He's an oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, who says, quote, "The goal of the treatment is not to cure the cancer." Really? Do patients know this? Well, he goes on to say, "But we know that this often is not possible to cure the cancer. The most likely scenario is that we don't cure the cancer." Most likely? Well, you just said you don't know how to cure cancer. You're treating symptoms. That's basically what you're doing. Now, once in a while, though, you do find doctors that do admit, and then, of course, they could be punished for standing up for the truth. One such physician was Dr. Ralph Moss. He's the author of Questioning Chemotherapy, and he told it like it is. He told the truth about Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in 1977 when he released a 48-page report that top officials at the hospital lied about a study testing natural laetrile vitamin B17 as being an alternative safe cancer treatment. So Dr. Moss is one of those guys that's not going to be silenced. Good for you. He has written several books on natural solutions for cancer, including Cancer Therapy and the Independent Consumer's Guide of Non-Toxic Treatment. He has exposed the enormous financial and political corruption of the cancer establishment. And you may have, come across his research, a book called The Cancer Chronicles. Dr. Moss likes to expose the ineffectiveness of chemotherapy for a majority of the cancers that they're treating with it. So he writes that 96 to 98% of the cancers do not even respond to chemo treatments. And these are the most common types, your breast cancer, your colon cancer, your lung cancer. He also reports 2% of the cancers deterred for a while by chemo, leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, testicular, and a rhinoblastoma. So they're deterred for a little bit. It's important, though, for patients, he says, to understand what medical disease, what medical science calls a disease and what medical science calls an effective cancer treatment. So he says, for instance, if you have a tumor size that shrinks by 50% within 28 days, they consider that an effective medical treatment. But they didn't get rid of it. They just shrunk it a little bit. Now, Dr. Moss says that this really doesn't mean that there's a cure or even an extension of the patient's life when they shrink the tumor. So as a matter of fact, Dr. Moss is reporting that the cancer research states the opposite. Chemotherapy does not cure cancer, improve the quality of life, or extend life. And he has a good point because, treatment offers such painful, risky side effects. How is it going to improve the quality of a person's life? So he also reports that a vast majority who do take chemo learn that they have significantly diminished their ability to recover from their cancer, switching that, you know, they've burned up precious time they could have used to switch to natural immune enhancing alternatives to help the body heal itself. In other words, you know, they blew it. They blew it. So he calls that tragic, and so do I. You could just, the body can just take so much toxicity. So allopathic cancer treatments are about $100 billion a year in scientific medicine. Chemo alone nets $8.5 billion a year. So there's eight and a half reasons why they don't want to cure cancer. It's too lucrative not to. Many of the people on hospital boards also own investments in Bristol Myers, who owns patents on the chemo drugs, dozens of chemo drugs. So you getting the picture here? Here's a quote from Dr. John Whitaker. He goes, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it far more than I fear death from cancer. He fears the treatment more. He says, we know that the conventional therapy doesn't really work. If it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you do fear, let's say, pneumonia. He's got a point there, right? Right? You have, when you say you got walking pneumonia, you think, oh, well, you know, I'll just take better care of myself. Or, you know, some of you might say, I'm going to go get a bunch of antibiotics. You don't have a fear that you're going to die of that pneumonia. But you do fear dying of cancer because you know in the back of your consciousness, they don't cure it. Dr. Farhid Fahata also said he knows the chemo treatments are medically unnecessary. He admitted to that. Fahita was found guilty of running a $1 million insurance scheme and billing for these unnecessary oncology drugs and treatments. So, I mean, it's terrible to think medicine can be that corrupt, but it can. So I want you to be real careful out there. Real, real careful. I know we don't like to think badly of our medical professionals, and there's a lot of good ones out there. And I think medicine shines in the area of trauma care. But when it comes to internal medicine disease, they're getting it wrong. They are treating symptoms, not cause of the disease. So they're never going to cure anybody. So you're going to have to be more and more like your own doctor. Do your homework. Do your research. Start looking at alternatives. And here's the thing that I try to get across every time I can is God promises his medicinal herbs work. He says, try them. Prove me wrong, he says. Right? All across the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, he promises they'll heal you. They are there for you. They're for your service and for your healing. So, if God can't lie, why aren't we all using more herbs? Good question. I'm out of time. Yeah, as Frank says, if you live through the infection and you get their ER's bill. Yeah, we get the bill, Frank. Oh, you'll die from when you open it up. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.